The Oscar nominations were announced in Beverly Hills this morning. Here's an audio clue to three of the Best Picture nominees.
Two of the Musketeers are called Athos and Porthos. What was the name of the third Musketeer?
I'd like to phone a friend.
First order of business to come out of this office is the citywide gay rights ordinance, just like the one that Anita shot down in Dade County. What do you think, Lois Blassie?
Just so I understand correctly, are you really saying that in certain situations, the president can decide whether it's in the best interests of the nation and then do something illegal?
I'm saying that when the president does it, that means it's not illegal.
A few moments from three of the five movies nominated for Best Picture: Slumdog Millionaire, Milk, and Frost Nixon. The other two are The Reader and The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Here to tell us more is Kenneth Turan. He reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times, and he's on the line from his home in Los Angeles. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Renee.
Any surprises on this list? Maybe some surprises on what's not on the list.
Definitely. The Batman film, The Dark Knight, which was a hugely successful film and much admired by critics, did not get a Best Picture nomination. And one of the surprises that's included, it was considered a long shot, is The Reader, the film about the Holocaust story based on the best-selling novel. That was in there, probably in the place that most people thought The Dark Knight would take.
And what about Gran Torino? Clint Eastwood, his big movie?
For acting, I think people thought Clint Eastwood had a shot. I think as Best Picture, I think most people thought not. So he missed both of them, but I think in Best Picture, it's less of a surprise.
Well, let's go on to the acting category. And if you don't mind, let's start with the Best Actress nominees.
Okay, you know, there's one surprise there. It's an independent film called Frozen River that won the Grand Jury Prize at Sundance almost exactly a year ago. And Melissa Leo, who is a veteran actress, been around for a while, did a spectacular performance. It's a kind of small performance that years ago the Academy never would have noticed, but this year it's got a nomination.
And the other Best Actress nominees?
Yeah, we've got Kate Winslet from The Reader, which is a surprise over Revolutionary Road. We've got Meryl Streep from Doubt, which was kind of a shoo-in. Angelina Jolie from Changeling, the other Clint Eastwood drama about a mother whose child disappears. Anne Hathaway from Rachel Getting Married, another independent film about a wedding. It's hard to say who's going to win this category. This one looks very close. I would say it's going to be between Kate Winslet and Meryl Streep, and I would go with Kate Winslet.
And Best Actor, that's also quite a competitive category.
Yes, there are three people who everyone knew would be in there, Frank Langella, Frost Nixon, Sean Penn, Milk, about the gay activist in San Francisco, Mickey Rourke, the comeback film where he plays the wrestler, professional wrestler, and Brad Pitt, the Benjamin Button film. And the surprise here, though, some people thought it might happen, is Richard Jenkins in a little independent film, The Visitor, about immigration issues in this country.
There seems to be one theme that's carrying through, and that's sort of the underdog. I mean, Mickey Rourke in The Wrestler, in a sense, comeback, but also underdog. But what else is going on along those lines?
Well, you know, the big underdog of the year is Slumdog Millionaire, a film that almost didn't get American distribution, that finds itself nominated for Best Picture, Best Director, Best Adapted Screenplay, you know, three of the biggest categories. So this is really an underdog coming through.
And coming off a Golden Globe, it has a shot.
Absolutely, it has a shot.
Ken, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. A complete list of Oscar nominees is at our website, npr.org. The Academy Awards will be held 1 month from today. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border,